All right, tonight is the first week
of the New Testament. We're done with the Old Testament, out with the old, in with the new. So we had the period of silence. How long did that last?
400
years. And we talked about how during that time, the world power shifted from Persia to Greece, then to Rome. And this is when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Herodians, and these political parties within the Jewish community also formed. So in the New Testament, we're going to start with two maps. One we're going to focus on, so this is the Mediterranean here. And this is not a very good marker. It's much different, isn't it? If this is the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. What's this?
The Sea of Galilee.
All right. All right, and this one?
Jordan.
And this one?
Dead Sea.
Okay. Oh, it's really just the letter C.
All right, so I'm going to need help with spelling on these for a while.
All right, so when Rome came into power, they divided this region up, Palestine, into four territories. And so we're going to look at those. We're also going to look at some of the major cities that you'll read about in the New Testament. So one that we're already very familiar with is Jerusalem, which is right here. There, the northern tip of the Dead Sea, and Capernaum. Anybody know what's famous about Capernaum? Right up here.
Where the Lord did his first miracle?
Yeah, it's kind of his base of operations. I'm sure I spelled this right. Capernaum. Excellent. Great for me. All right. And Bethlehem, which is 5 miles south of Jerusalem. Everybody knows about Bethlehem. I hope you do. Can't spell it though. Bethlehem. There we go. Alright, and those are the major cities we're going to focus on. Capernaum, where Jesus did most of his work. Jerusalem, the capital, Bethlehem, where he was born. And the city of Nazareth, which is located right about here, which is where he grew up. All right, so the Roman provinces, and we'll switch to a different color here. This region here is called Judea. This is Nazareth. Jesus was not born in Samaria, which is what this is. Somebody give me the history of Samaria. What's a Samaritan? Where did they come from? Anybody remember? Who has not spoken? Yes, tell me.
The Assyrians and the Canaanites?
The Assyrians? The Assyrians conquered all the way up to pretty much this line, which is why from here down is Judea. They conquered all of this, the northern kingdom of Israel, in 722, and they deported a massive amount of people and brought in a whole bunch of people from all throughout the Assyrian Empire. So it's the Assyrians and the Jews. So this is the region of Samaria. Right, and up here, right by the Sea of Galilee, is the region of Galilee. So if you were a Jew living up here and you wanted to get Jerusalem, what did you have to walk through?
Samaria.
And you hated those guys. So a lot of time they would travel, so to say Jesus is in Nazareth, they would do like this.
They were that petty?
Oh, they did not like that. Yeah, but not one bit. There were hundreds of years of animosity between those two groups. Yeah, they really, really did not like each other. They would walk around, or, you know, get in a boat and take a boat up there, but yeah, they would avoid going through there. Because if you remember, you have to go here at least once a year to worship the High Day of Atonement. All right, and over here on this side of the Dead Sea, it's not mentioned as much. As I get better at drawing this, it's the first time I've drawn this on a big map. Perea. It's this region over here, not mentioned as much. These are the main three where the Gospels take place.
Question.
Yes.
Even though it's three different regions, is that still all technically Israel?
It's all Palestine.
Okay.
It's all Palestine. When Rome came in and they renamed it, they named it after the Philistines to kind of just kick the Jews. That's why they did it, because they could. So that's why you have, when Jesus does some of his trials and they find out he's from Galilee, Pontius sends him, oh, okay, well, if you're from Galilee, then you're really under the command of Herod. So you need to go to that Herod, not Herod the Great that we've talked about, but like his grandson or something. You need to go stand trial before Herod. So that's why that Herod gets mentioned, because Herod rules over Galilee. Alright, so this is the map of this region. You hear Galilee, Samaria mentioned a lot. So the first major division of the New Testament is the Gospel period. And who do you think is the central character?
Jesus.
Yeah, very good. Alright. This has three primary locations: Galilee, Samaria, and Judea. So just Galilee in the north, Samaria central, and Judea in the south. Alright, the next major division of the New Testament, as far as the story goes, you have the formation of the church. And this starts in Acts chapter 2, which was what people consider the start of the church age. Jesus had ascended into heaven. And who was the central character during the early stages of the church?
Peter.
And the central location is in Jerusalem. They all hunker down in Jerusalem. All right, the next major division in the New Testament is the missions. And who's the main character of the missions?
Paul.
Now we're talking about Paul. And that's the entire Roman Empire. See, what Rome did that was good, besides bringing almost 200 years of peace to this region, is they built roads everywhere. And they guarded those roads very, very well as first century technology allows you to monitor remote regions. But it was still safe. You could travel from Egypt all the way to Rome by boat. You could travel across land. You could travel all around Egypt. You could travel all the way back down through Israel and be protected by Roman garrisons, mostly. So that's what allows, when we talk about Paul's mission trip, he uses a lot of the roads that the Romans had built. All right, so I'm going to hit pause on the recording. I'm going to erase this, and I'll bring up the projection of the Roman Empire map. So now you understand why I'm not going to try to draw that map. So give me a second here.